Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Spisano and Sandy, waking you up.
Yeah, it's time to wake up on 98.9 The Buzz. Hello, Scott Spisano, Sandy Waters here. It's Live Audience Thursday. Welcome, welcome. Here we go. Nasty start. Not nasty, but just gnarly. We're looking at windy skies again today. Gusts up to like 35. And a stray shower possible this morning. And clouds and sun by midday. But it's only going to get about 3 degrees warmer than it is now.
And
I know, right? 44 degrees, maybe 45 for the high.
So how was your anniversary? Yesterday was your big anniversary.
Yeah,
we didn't
man.
Hear anything about it. Usually weeks leading up to your anniversary, you're talking about it on the air.
I know, no.
What happened?
Well,
are you still married?
Yeah. Oh, God, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. You know, I texted my wife this yesterday morning and, you know, happy anniversary to D-D-D-D and all the little lovey things I say.
D-D-D-D-D. Oh, yeah. Let's read that text together. What are the D-D-D-D-Ds?
Okay, hold on. Let me pull it up. Let's see here. Okay.
Let's see how sappy Scott Spisano can get. Anniversary yesterday. 15 years? How long?
14. I thought 14. It was 15.
Oh, okay. 14 years.
But it's 14.
Right. It's usually time wise.
Yesterday, 6:49 a.m. Good morning. Happy anniversary. It was an amazing day, and the memory of you walking down the aisle, I'll never forget. You're such a goddess in every way. Ellison is one of those results. I love you, Jill. Love me.
And would she write back, ditto?
Ditto, yes, no. She wrote back, happy anniversary, heart emoji, kiss emoji, love you so much. And she sent a picture of Ellie at the school bus stop with the dog.
No.
And then
wow,
best anniversary gift.
Mr. Romantic.
Yeah. Best anniversary gift text I got. Lawn people are coming Friday. I'm like, thank you. I got her a card, you know, and all that kind of stuff, and put it on her. So she likes to work. She has an office, but her office can be anywhere. And you know, in the house, you have your spot.
Mm-hmm.
Right? You have. They say the average person has two spots that are theirs.
Mm-hmm.
One of those spots is a million pillows sat up in bed. Because she can lay all of her laptops and spreadsheets and folders.
Bed.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't even think about the bed.
Yeah.
That is so uncomfortable to me.
It's, yeah.
That's the worst thing to do.
We
now
spent,
your bed is
we spent a small fortune on making our bed feel like a hotel bed. It is so comfortable.
Yeah, but they say you should never intermix business and bed because
hey,
that's
man.
Supposed to be your resting spot. But okay, yeah. Keep going.
So I got home. She's in the shower because she had later day appointments. And I'm like, okay. And her laptop's sitting there open.
Mm-hmm.
And I put the card on her laptop.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't interrupt her. She was doing her thing. So I went downstairs and started to fade out on the couch. I'm like, my eyes are rolling in my head.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's about 12:30. And she comes downstairs for the first time. She's like, hi. She's like, thank you for my card. I thought we weren't supposed to. Did we make a plan? Like, we're not supposed to give each other a card this year or something? I'm like, really? When did we say that? She's like, love you. And I got maybe a 3 second longer kiss than I normally get.
That's a long time.
I know.
3 seconds.
I'm like, whoa, 1,000, 2,000, 3,000. That was awesome. And then we had plans to, call with the school, a Zoom call with the school, the teacher, and then we had at 6 o'clock we had open house was last night.
Oh yeah,
what busy. A melee!
Yeah, it's yeah.
Oh my god!
Yeah, yeah, you're back in that open house world. Yeah, where it's pretty much you just see the neighbors. You're like, ah,
yeah. And then we have to greet all the teachers from her previous years.
Yes, right.
Pre-K, kindergarten, and now the first grade.
Right.
So it was good. Yeah.
Well, that is nice. Okay.
That was it.
Another year in the books.
Didn't even go to dinner. I mean, dinner was, you know.
You have a six-year-old. You can't go to dinner. It's a weeknight.
And I didn't want to go to McDonald's on the way back from school.
That's fine. It's fine. At this point in your marriage, whatever.
Yeah.
You're still here? Good.
I made a hot dog and air fried some French fries for my daughter. Yeah, and ate leftovers. It's 5:56 on the bus. Thank you for asking. When's your... No, your anniversary just came and went. How many numbers... What number was yours? How many years?
I don't know. 2020, I got married. No, not 2020. 2002.
5 years.
Jesus. And my mind is very slow.
Don't apologize.
It's not awake yet. So 2002. What does that make it?
No. Here's what you say. Almost 20 some years ago.
It's been a long time.
That's all you got to say.
So, oh, yeah. Daughter's 21. So, around 22-ish.
There you go. Perfect.
21, 22-ish.
I don't need a date, time, and geographical location. Yay! It's Thursday on 98.9 The Buzz. Spaziano and Sandy. It's Scott Spaziano, Sandy Waters. Your Thursday morning, the 6th of November. This is a... $1,000 Thursday. Wow.
What is happening?
Live audience Thursday. Wouldn't that be nice to bring that back?
Jay, do you remember?
Yes!
Technology could be helping us in many ways. Sometimes it sucks, but, and nowadays, and recently, possibility of solving the latest crime was... this piece of technology that I've heard of, I've never seen it before, and you may see it more often over here in the United States. It kind of started over in Europe. It's the sometimes hated dash cam with a twist.
What's the twist?
Well, you know how, like, there was a rash of, like, fake insurance claims, like people would like go in front of cars at a stoplight and just like bump into and go, ah!
Yeah.
And then like, right?
Yeah.
So people started putting these little cheap video cameras on their dash. It's evolved, and it started in Europe. It's evolved over here. But now recently, helping solve a possible crime around here was a dash cam with four cameras, a camera looking front, back, left, and right.
Oh, that's a legit dash cam.
Yeah.
Wait, is it like on each window, or is it just one camera on the...
I don't know. I don't know if it's one of those 360 cameras that you just need it to face any way you want it to, and it gets everything.
Does anyone have that in their car? 818-2899?
Never seen it.
So we hear that, you know how we were just talking about it yesterday, that there was a guy who broke into a vehicle and took a gun from it. It was at the Rochester Museum and Science Center, and that place is safe. We'd love them there, but it happened in their parking lot, and there was such a close-up shot of the guy who broke in. And he was like, how the hell did they get a shot where I could see how clear his skin is?
From the next... The car next door must had a possible, camera with it. It's like...
That's what someone told us, and we're like, really?
You know, there's... isn't it sad that we have to have something like that, like, to capture...
bad things happening around us, well, because the possibility of it is even more these days?
Like, how many cameras do you have at your house? We are doing that with our house, too. We're equipping our house with a million cameras. Like, you cannot go on my dad's property without him knowing. I mean, there. I mean, even at the edge of the sidewalk, there is a camera there. No, not really. But, I mean, to a point where every inch of his space.
That's an old guy thing.
Is covered.
It's an old guy thing.
Is it?
Yeah,
they
my father-in-law's got that, too.
Oh, he does, too?
Yeah.
So, I don't know why my dad doesn't have the dash cam, the five-banger dash cam.
That's crazy, though. I mean... It kind of prevent. Obviously, it's going to be there in case there's an accident, right? But you see on social media all these crazy crashes and stuff from people's dash cams.
But here's the question. Would you really invest money in that? Like, I don't know. It must cost a pretty penny. I don't know how much that dash cam costs when you have it going in all directions. Mm-hmm. You can see. You have a great thing to post, but is it going to solve the crime? Like, are they going to catch this kid now?
Maybe.
Maybe. They probably know the kid, and they're going to... Well, this isn't his first time he's breaking into vehicles.
Allegedly, he was wearing a stolen hoodie.
Right.
Yeah, that was recognized. Yeah.
And I hear this to be true. I don't know if I'm off the mark with saying this, but people have told me that these poor police officers will, you know, arrest, and then they say, "Oh yeah, I know you." Like, they know them.
Oh yeah, there's a lot of repeat offenders. Yeah, it's a small knit.
Could you imagine?
Net, but they just know. They know the people.
So even the dash cam is like, yeah, I know that guy.
That's not right. Yeah.
But could you imagine? I can compare it to when you have a little toddler in the house, mm-hmm. and you spent all day just cleaning, or even just one room.
Yes.
Their toy room. Mm-hmm. They step one foot in the toy room, and it's a disaster.
Oh, yeah.
And then you do it again, and it's like repeat. That's the life of a police officer.
I tell that to my daughter all the time. You can wreck a room over and over again.
And that's what our officers have to deal with.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Would you get this? Are you going to get all the dash cams?
I don't know. I guess it depends what the level of mischievous stuff going on in my neighborhood would be.
Were you the one to tell me there were like glitter bombs or something?
Oh God,
another thing you get. What is that?
Oh, okay, yeah. No, you've seen these, you know, porch pirate trappers. There's people out there that are like engineers, like total nerds.
Yeah.
That are engineering porch pirate bombs for people who go up and steal packages.
I have never seen that.
Oh my God.
Where can I get my hands on that?
Oh, just.
Is it like you can buy that, or smart?
They're creators online.
Wow.
And they've had the problem, so they're here to solve it. I'm an engineer. I'm going to solve the problem.
I know. I would love that for my car. You open the car door, you try to break in my car, and like daggers come out. Or
yeah,
something.
Right. There's a guy in, I don't know, some Eastern European country that made a booby-trapped car if anybody tries to steal it. Yeah. It's got like flamethrowers coming out from under it and stuff like that.
That's what I want.
Or a machine gun comes out the side and starts blowing people.
That's a little intense.
Oh, no. It's meant to eliminate anyone who touches the car. It's not just scare me away.
That's got
to
be illegal.
There's a lot of AI videos now of porch pirates getting, you know, carrying the boxes off and blue, you know, powder or red powder.
How do you deactivate it just in case your kid picks it off the front porch or your husband?
Oh, you probably let them know. Don't touch that. That's the porch pirate bomb. You know, well, you could just search online for porch pirate bombs.
So I don't get it. It's a fake package? Yeah, it's a fake package.
Yeah, it's fake. It's bait.
And you're just doing it.
People come up to steal it. You know,
so is that really protecting you? It's actually making your house more attractive because now you always have boxes on your front porch.
Well, it's a deterrent if anybody wants to come up and touch your stuff.
Well,
it goes off in their face. Like, there's this one guy who had... And I know we're running a little late, but there's this one guy who had done 5, 6, 7, 8, 10 generations of this invention. It's like an Amazon package, but it's got, once it open, the people open it up, it's like, and this like four iPhones come out and start doing FaceTime. There's glitter that comes out of it. There's like fart smells.
Oh my God.
It calls the police. It makes these noises. It's like crazy, funny.
We need that. I'm gonna look for that for my car.
There you go. Well, Christmas is coming soon.
There you go.
Hire a nerd. It's 6:13 on the Buzz. We're looking at some windy skies again today. 15 to 25 mile an hour winds, gusts to 35, and maybe breaks of clouds and sun, fast moving, about 44 degrees for the high.
Coming up on the show today, forget a therapist, everyone needs an Italian mom. Everyone needs my Italian mom. Something mom said to me that I was like, oh my God, I had no idea.
Okay.
And it started a conversation with my husband. Jerker Justified is coming up today. And live audience Thursday, too.
Starting at 8. Spisano and Sandy. You know, Michael Jackson is the highest paid dead celebrity still. On 98.9 The Buzz.
Really?
And he sings on this song with Rockwell. That's him. See, he's getting paid for this song every time we play it. You're welcome, Michael. We love you.
You're welcome.
What about,
you're welcome. I know it's because of us.
What about Rockwell? What about this guy? He had one head. Is he getting any money from you, Michael?
I love how you take the credit for everything.
Well, we're playing the song. We got to pay somebody.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, it's 98.9 The Buzz. Hello. 41 degrees start, 44 degree end. Windy today, cold.
I think we should be on a new mission here. All of us Buzz listeners, we've been together forever. You and I have been working together for 28 years, 7, 6, whatever it is.
What?
You've been on the air for longer, obviously. Mm. Itching 50 years.
Yeah, man. 48?
So when I saw 48 years. This year's 48.
I don't know.
We're 26,
let
right?
Let me get the calculator. Hold on a second.
Sexiest Man Alive, uh-huh. People Magazine.
Yeah?
You probably heard about this. Came out a couple days ago. Mm-hmm. Wicked star Jonathan Bailey, mm-hmm. making him the very first openly gay man to win the award.
Oh, yeah.
This
that's
is awesome.
Right. Wicked.
Did you see Wicked? No.
A minute of it. My wife and daughter watch it in bed after I'm sleeping. Because, I go to sleep earlier.
Oh, did it come out now? You can watch it?
Yeah.
I watched it on the plane.
Well,
where was I traveling
you can watch
to?
It on the plane. You can watch
I
it
guess,
on TV.
Yeah. Yeah, right. Right. It's great. Great.
Now, the new one's coming out end of the month.
Sure. I don't know. Ask my children. Yes. But I was like, that is awesome. Fantastic. Jonathan Bailey.
Mm-hmm.
High five to you.
Yeah.
We can discuss. I was like, we could discuss if Jonathan deserves it. Yeah, of course. We could discuss who should deserve it. We can discuss.
Do we even know who he is and what he looks like?
We could discuss what makes a man sexy.
Uh-huh.
But no, let's land here. Let's discuss. How are we going to get Scott to be the Rochester sexiest man alive?
Oh, yeah. There
vote
you go.
Spisano.
Yeah. For every vote, I will make you a 3D fidget spinner.
Oh, no. Wait, is that sexy? Ladies, 818-2899, or men, is that sexy when a guy can 3D print?
That's right. He's got engineering skills.
What else makes you sexy? What else would be your platform?
What's the sexiest thing other than looks in a guy?
I'll tell you what's not.
3D printing?
No, I'm like, wait a minute. I don't want to turn this into a morning roast.
No, that's fine.
Now, I think you should win this award. I think we should actually, the station should get behind it. I don't even know if there is a Rochester sexy man alive. I think we should start it.
You know, I want to be like, I want the suave and debonairness and looks and charm of George Clooney. I think he's still the sexiest man alive.
Okay. But if you win this, it'll make you more desirable for your wife. So we might need this.
You think so?
Oh, yeah, I'll keep him. If everyone else thinks he's sexy.
All right. Sorry, Josh Allen. You're out of the picture, buddy.
Oh, Josh. Well, Rochester. We're saying Rochester.
Ernie Clement.
Oh.
He's young. He's a star. He was this close from MVP.
Yeah, but he doesn't live in Rochester. You got to live in Rochester.
You got to live in Rochester?
Yeah, because otherwise the competition's too fierce and you won't win this.
Oh, festival guy.
Is he still around?
I don't know.
No, I don't think he...
You know the guy in the running shorts that dances at the festivals before anybody else does?
I haven't heard anyone talk about him in quite some time.
I hear there's been like a succession, like there's another festival guy.
Oh.
That's around too.
Yeah,
now,
I don't know. So, yeah. But I'm trying to think, who else would you be up against? If we were to name the Rochester sexiest man alive, What do you think? 818-2899 or message us.
Let's see.
I'm trying to even think who your competition is.
Oh, I'd say County Executive Adam Bello. He's a handsome dude.
He's got that baby face. If you like the baby face, you would vote for him. You don't have the baby face.
No, I have leather face.
You have.
I'm the combination between Steven Tyler and Mick Jagger, but like 20 years earlier.
Oh my God! I wouldn't say you have leather face. No, and some women find leather sexy.
My wife likes rugged. She says she's like, I like your rugged look, and I'm like, I have a rugged look.
Ooh, is that a compliment to a man to say?
I did get my hair cut yesterday, and he goes. He's like, girl, you're going salt and pepper. I'm like, I love that. I said, I wish I had a full, thick head of hair that was completely white.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
That would be my thing. And I envy guys like that who have like silver white hair, but real thick. Like, you know, like really like.
Yeah.
I mean, you can have silver hair, but then it's falling out.
You know what they say? Actually, you know where the United States ranks in baldness? Mm-hmm. They did a ranking of where you would find the most number of bald men.
Where in the United States?
In
the world?
In the world.
How do we rate?
What do you think?
Number one, probably.
No.
Really?
No. Guess who would number one?
Germany.
Nope. They were top. They were top 10.
Canada.
Ooh, they were like number three, I think.
Ooh.
Oh, you're good. Huh? Spain. Number one. America,
that's interesting.
Number four.
Number four.
With 44.2% or something like that of bald men.
Oh,
so anyhow... I'm gonna start this. Anyone want to join in on this campaign? Rochester's sexiest man alive.
Oh,
Scott Spazano.
No, Dan Schreck from 13 Wham.
Oh yeah,
sexy dude.
Yeah, he works out too. You might, yeah.
He doesn't work out too. He works out.
What do you mean?
You're like, he works out, too. I'm like, no, he works out.
Oh, because you don't work out.
Because I don't work out.
Yeah, okay. Sorry, misspoke. All right, coming up on the show in about 10 minutes here. Here's the question. How honest do you want people to be with you?
Can I take this one? Okay. Coming up in just a few minutes, we're going to be back into music about 6:38.
Okay.
Listen how Sandy's mom emotionally wrecked her this week, okay?
It was a self-awareness moment.
You called it therapy from your mom? No, your mom did this to you, and now you need therapy, okay? We got it coming up on the podcast.
Rochester's longest-running morning show, Spazzano and Sandy. Weekday morning starting at 6. Only on 98.9 The Buzz.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I kind of feel if you're born into a really Italian family that you should also have a therapist, like along with your birth certificate.
Okay.
Like a coupon.
No, see, I was going to say, instead of a therapist, you just need my Italian mother in your life. Because I don't even think she... realized what she was doing. Oh. Okay, here's the question.
It's 98.9 The Buzz. It's Fasano and Sandy, by the way.
I'm going to put out there because I was having a conversation with my mother and something that she said to me really hit me hard where then I had to have a conversation with my husband.
Wow.
But I'm going to dangle the question. How honest do you want people to be with you? Are you that type of person where you want 100% honesty?
Nope.
Okay, so you're not that type of person. So my mom wouldn't be good with it. You guys wouldn't get along.
Right.
Because my mother is going to be completely honest with you. So yesterday was her birthday.
Oh,
so
yeah,
that's right. I was talking to her about, you know, birthdays, whatever, whatever. And there is somebody that we both know that her husband is, he's the greatest guy, but he's just kind of awkward with being romantic and thoughtful.
All right.
So my mom was saying, you know, using the example of, you know, on your birthday, you should, no matter how old you are, you should make it special. Just anything simple, like you and your sisters, you know, you guys spend time with each other. You like my sisters will take the day off of work and their husbands will take them out or whatever.
Nice, nice.
And she's like, you know, like you guys. And I'm like, it hit me. I go, Ma, but...
You don't do a thing.
I didn't...
Right? Is that what you're saying?
I go, yes. I go, Mom, I didn't do anything for my husband for his 50th, pretty much. And she goes, oh! In her Italian accent, Sandra!
Yeah.
What? You got to... And then it was like this, oh my gosh, moment. She's like, you can't do that. How did you not do... I go, well... Everybody was away, so we didn't really have a party.
Here come the excuses.
And we had a really small gathering. I gave him like a gift certificate to the Nordic Spa in Ontario, Chelsea.
Mm-hmm. Money can't buy me love.
But it wasn't, I didn't really buy the gift certificate because I wasn't sure when he would want to go. Because most of that spa is an outdoor thing and I don't want to go in January when his birthday is.
So you got an IOU. You gave him an
he
IOU.
He got an IOU.
Did you write it in crayon?
Right, and that was in January, so it's been almost a year.
Oh, God.
And she was like, that's awful. If you want your marriage to last, you better change. And I'm like, oh, my God, I am like a horrible husband is what I am. I am the husband that she was describing as being a socially awkward, horrible, romantic husband.
So what keeps you from being romantic?
I don't know.
Like, what's going on here?
So... I had to have a conversation with my husband, and I'm like, oh, my God.
Did you apologize to him?
Yes. I'm like, oh, my gosh. I think it is just, life just gets so busy, and if I'm not focused on work, I'm focused on the kids, and the kids take top billing no matter what. Like, all my attention goes to the kids, and I think, I hope a lot of us can relate to that.
Hold on a second. Hold on. I'm just getting into my drawer over here.
Yeah, what is he getting?
I'm looking for the medal, the martyr medal here.
I did. Can you see? It's actually right there on the top. It's on the top.
I have a pin. I've got a clip to clip papers together that you do that are more important than your family. You could clip all the papers that are more important to your family right in this thing, you know?
Listen, can someone else please call 818-2899? It happens and you don't realize it's happening. I didn't realize it was happening. I didn't realize I was in, because you know how I was just telling you how my daughters are going away to, State College for the Penn State game.
Yeah, right.
I don't even know when that is. Coming up in a couple of weeks. And my husband's like, oh my gosh, I got Sabres tickets. Let's go.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I ain't going on a date night to the Sabres.
Why?
And then I was like, I should be doing things that he wants to do.
Sure, yeah. And you're like, why am I blocking every happy moment here?
Right? I didn't realize I was doing that.
You can go to the Sabres game and not even watch the game. It's the journey. It's not the destination. The destination is trying to see the Sabres win a game and doing that whole thing.
Okay.
But it's everything that happens in between then.
Yeah. Now you're like my mother. Yes, I know. I don't. I'd rather just sit on the couch and doom scroll. I don't know.
So now what are we going to do about it?
Well, now I'm just aware.
Mm-hmm.
And I think a lot of us, I mean, maybe not you in the room, but I think there are a lot of us after you've been married so many years, you get in this routine or this rut or the kids take top billing, even though during our marriage vows we said we will always put each other first, then everybody else after, even the kids. And I said yes to that.
Okay. It's funny because I'm the more romantic of the two of us, you know, wanting to do things, even though they may not be exactly, just doing stuff together is like, we went to freaking the worst hour of our lives this year, which was the open house at the school yesterday, where you're trying to find a parking spot and it's raining, and we get in the front and there's a line to get in, and it's like, it's just like awful. It's like a melee.
But you did it together as a family.
We did it together as a family, and we exchanged glances watching our daughter do these little happy, she was like floating on air, hugging all her old teachers and doing a showing us her desk. And it was just like, that was
a
moment.
But see, it was child focused. That's where I got caught up. Like, it was all about being proud as parents of our children and just being in those moments. And my mother's like, no. You got to have moments with just you and him.
Right.
So then when I said, you know, and I texted him, okay, I'm going to go to the Sabres game with you. And he goes, are you, well, how did he word it?
Are you okay?
Yeah. He was like, I got to tell you how he worded it.
Did you hit your head?
Because you're going to also yell at me when I tell you.
What?
Oh, shoot. I can't find the text.
What did he say? What was the
I can't find the text.
Well, what was the vibe of it?
It was kind of like, don't play with my emotions, ! And then I said, I will happily go to the game with you, and you will happily help me install flooring in our sunroom.
See, there's always a cost.
And then he ghosted me. But that's spending time together. Working on home projects, in my eyes, is couple time.
You don't say, if this, then we'll do that. It's like, I will allow you to take me to this game if you... It's like ransom.
Okay, so I did. I failed again. Well, I'm a horrible husband, everyone.
Yes, you are a horrible husband. Take some time for yourselves. Do your thing. Wow. And we discussed it on the way back from school last night. She grabbed my hand while I'm driving. I'm like, oh, hey, that's a first.
Ooh, wait, you're touching me.
Yeah, right. And she's like, I'm like, happy anniversary. She's like, I know. She's like, let's go just see if mom and dad will take Ellie for a while and do like a happy hour in the next couple of days, like maybe Friday. I'm like, yeah, just us. I'm like, yeah. So,
let's see if she's pulling me. I say things a lot. I don't ever follow through.
She never said, if you take me to Lowe's and buy the paint I want for the bathroom. She never said that.
Spisano and Sandy, waking you up.
Yeah, Thursday morning, live studio audience Thursday, less than an hour from now here on 98.9 The Buzz. I'm Scott Spisano. There's Sandy Waters. What's up with you? Here we are. Cool start and gray and, you know, whatever.
Did you hear Steuben County? What is going on in Steuben County? There's a dude there that's been convicted.
Convicted?
Convicted by a federal jury.
Uh-huh.
For economic espionage. What? Spies? Are you serious?
Spies in Steuben County?
Yes. Yes.
Is he Amish?
Theft of trade secrets in connection with sensitive defense research. He stole from his employer to benefit a Chinese government program.
Come on! Sell out.
Steuben County. A former Corning Incorporated employee took hundreds of files in 2016 containing data and manufacturing technology. Then he applied for China's 1,000 Talents Plan Award. He was awarded that. He won that award. And he had been negotiating with Chinese government entities to launch a specialty fiber business in China using the stolen technology. His business plans highlighted potential military uses.
Oh, see. Yeah. So he came from China, came here to work for Corning, stole all their crap, and brought it back. Great. Nice guy.
Authorities say they intervened before G. Wang, could begin operations overseas.
Oh, so he's not Amish.
No. I was like, what?
How do they find that out? I mean, how do you?
I know. Yeah. Why go to Steuben County?
Well, Corning is a very high tech company, and it is down there.
Well, so, that's true.
I mean,
but
it's like
so unassuming. Like, if you're going to think, where is the spy in Rochester or the greater Rochester area?
You figured in Washington, D.C. or New York City
right? I think that's why it.
Yeah.
But, okay, so who in your workplace? Because it would be the.
Would be the narc, the spy.
I don't know if anyone else does this, but I oftentimes, like if I'm standing in line or waiting for somebody and just randos pass by me, I always kind of try to guess what they do for a living and if they could commit a crime. Does anyone else do that?
Well, the result of your upbringing. Okay.
So, like in the office, come on, don't you like label
profile people?
Well, basically. In the office, like that person is the person who will tell a secret. That person is the person who can be bought. That person is the person who.
I'm not wired like that. I'm like, who's the stoner? Who's the party animal who doesn't look like one? That's about it. That's about it.
Let's explore who in this workplace, who in the building would be the one to steal company secrets.
I think they fired him.
Work in town.
Yeah, I think they already fired him.
Oh.
But
right now, remaining. Oh,
remaining?
My gosh. Wait, maybe it's you since you can't come up with the person.
Yeah, it's me. Like, I know any of the company secrets.
If you had... No,
I didn't go to the Halloween party.
But you... You are... People are like, does he still work here?
Oh, stop it.
But if you think about it, like, there are a lot of people who have stories of, okay, you left the company, maybe you left on bad terms. And when you work at a place for a good amount of time,
right,
you, without a doubt, you know things about the company,
sure,
how they operate.
Yeah,
now
you
go work for the competitor.
Mm-hmm.
Do you all of a sudden meet with the boss and be like, bleh, and say everything?
I mean, from tactics to, like, this is how they do that over there. Yeah, I'm sure you do. That's nothing. There's nothing wrong with that. But if you're taking a piece of technology that company A developed and re-engineering it for company B for an advantage.
You're working for a competitor.
Then that's
why aren't you going to disclose that?
I think once you work for places like that, you have to sign that NDA things and stuff like that.
Can then you trust everybody? It's like you go to the Social Security office. Those are the people who have your identity.
Mm-hmm.
If one of those people has a bad day.
And you piss them off, they're stealing your identity.
Right?
That's why you always be nice to people.
Everybody's like one breaking point away.
So I think it would be, of all people, it would be you. You'd be the Mata Hari. You'd be the Mata Hari of the industry here.
I would never.
Well, this is why. This is why. People think you would never. But look how many secrets you know that I don't.
What secrets?
Your husband is a corporate guy. He works not only Rochester, but made other markets. You know stuff that I don't know. You would be more likely to be able to pass those secrets
along.
Have
I ever told you anything?
No, but you've hinted that you've known. I'm like, oh, really? I didn't know about that. You're like, oh,
there's a lot that I don't know because my husband thinks I'm a big mouth, so he doesn't tell me.
That's why you'd be the narc. You'd be the unassuming spy.
Which bothered me.
You'd spill the secrets without even knowing.
What secret would you tell about your company? Messages are coming in. I know we're running a little bit late here, but what? Well, I knew this. Lemon wedges are the dirtiest thing in the kitchen. No way is this true. Some online stores raise prices if you use an Apple device. What?
Huh?
That can't be.
To pay for it?
No. Some online stores raise prices if you use an Apple device. That's what it says. I don't know.
It doesn't
Big
make
companies
sense.
Plan layoffs during holidays because employees are less likely to quit immediately.
Okay, that sounds about right. Yeah.
Extended warranties are profit machines.
Yeah,
employees are pressured to sell them because the company almost never loses money on them. Is that true?
Yeah, don't you know that? Don't you feel that?
That's what my dad. But my dad's always said that.
I'll get if the thing costs $150, I'll get $150 worth of use out of it before it breaks. Then we're even. It's fine.
Oh my gosh! Thank you for all your company secrets.
Hey, now
give us more.
Yeah.
Unique, untouchable, and always unpredictable. Jerk or justified with Spezzano and Sandy.
On 98.9 The Buzz.
Okay. So yesterday, if you were listening to the show, we had our Buzz listener, Claire, on the air with us. And she had called in. She was asking money questions to our expert, Jill Schlesinger, who's from CBS Morning News, which was awesome. But something that she said in it, she was like, my brother-in-law is pushing...
he's trying to upsell them insurance.
Whole insurance.
Yeah.
And, you know, is that a smart move? Because our brother-in-law thinks so. And Jill was like, okay. Is this your brother-in-law? Do we like this brother-in-law?
He sells insurance, yeah.
Yes. She goes, do not do that. That is not the smartest choice for you. But apparently, when you sell life insurance, and if you get someone to buy a permanent life insurance, whole life insurance, same kind of thing, you get a big commission up front, and then you get residual money payments after that.
Yeah, that's
so Jill's like, he's just working, he's just looking out for his best interest, not for yours. So we were like, hold on a second. Selling your family something that isn't really in their best interest
is on Jerker Justified.
Yes.
So call us up at 818-2899.
That's it. Okay.
I have to, just before we get into this, I just want to, you can call us and tell us what you think, because we're going to get a tally, but I did this because you start, when you're selling something, you start with your family, right? You get a new job. You're like, hey, mom, dad. This is when I was a teenager. I was selling cassette programs, like music tapes. This is a million years ago. And... you know, if you guys buy the thing, then you get a free boombox with it. I did the whole sales pitch on
like
them.
Like your mom wants a boombox.
I know. Well, it was for
Grandma.
Me. I would keep it. You know, it'd be like, hey, you get it. I'll
it. You were so looking out for yourself.
I was
number
one. I was. But then again, I was also trying to hone my craft.
Of selling people things that they don't really need?
On people that I love and trust.
So you have to put your tally under Justified.
I mean, it's not because I did it and I feel guilty, so I'm staying there. I just see it's like, you know, he's trying to help them out. And why shouldn't you help out a family member?
But he's not. It's not in their best interest.
It's you're helping a family member do his business.
Yeah. What?
Yeah.
It made zero sense. Sell it to me again.
You're the brother-in-law. It doesn't even matter
if it's not insurance. Let's say it's not even insurance. It's roofing or whatever.
Yeah.
I don't need one. You're pushing it on me so you can get a big paycheck. And how is that justified?
You can always say no. You don't have to be such a coward and be like, ooh, I don't know what I should do. He should be able to offer that. And you should be able to say no. So I say it's justified for him to say, listen, sister-in-law and brother, you guys want to do whole life insurance. Here's a deal. I get it for you. And they can be like, no, thank you, I'll take term. And he'll be like, thank you. And then he goes next to the next
So
whoever.
You're treating your family like every other person.
Yeah, business is business.
That's terrible.
I think it's justified. 818-2899.
What do you think in the studio? There's messages coming in.
Yeah.
Wait,
mic three should work, right?
It's okay.
Okay, let me try this one. Go ahead. Nothing.
The mic isn't working?
No, it is.
There we go.
You got to turn it on.
No, it was on. Did you hear it spark in?
Okay.
Yeah, go like this.
Oh,
seriously, wiggle the mic cord. There you go. Engineering!
It's going to be a great morning. All right, Jerker Justified.
I mean, I think I'll agree with Spizano. I think it's justified.
What? You can always decline the offer.
Yeah, but why are you selling something when you know it is not right for them? You're not a good salesperson. You're only looking out for number one.
How does he know he knows it's not right?
You know.
Okay, well.
You know.
If you want to rephrase this.
This is why salespeople get a bad rap.
This is what you want to do. You want to say, if you want to screw your family, Jerker Justified, is basically what you're saying.
That's basically what you're saying, because you put Justified. I
did. I'm saying, no thanks. I would not like to be screwed.
818-2899.
I'm with you, Sandy.
Just for that
one part of it's going to be more advantageous for me being selfish versus he could have come in first and said, you know, they got this whole thing.
Yeah.
I think you know better of what you're selling.
He's not educating. He's pushing.
No, he's pushing.
Yeah.
He's a little too pushy.
Yeah.
I think you're right.
It hurts my heart. And if you're a salesperson right now, you should show up 818-2899, because it's these bad salespeople, two of them in the room, that are, no, I'm just kidding. Messages coming in. My brother. Oh my gosh, my brother did that to us too. Listening to Jill on the air with you yesterday made my stomach hurt because we went along with it, trusting that he was looking out for us.
Right. And
if my it's jerk. Okay. If my sister said, "Hey, listen, like her profession is selling XYZ,"
okay,
and she says this is going to be good for you,
mm-hmm,
I would assume she did the research for me. And she's so educated in this, I don't even have to worry.
You're not
she's
even going to question her then.
She's my freaking sister.
Yeah, and you're also the middle child, and she's the one who used to beat you up.
No, that was the older one. Yeah. I was thinking the younger one in my mind, but yeah. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. I don't know how you guys could put your tally under justified.
I don't know. Clutch my pearls. I don't know. It's in any part of business, there's always a sell, right? It's always a sell.
There's always a sell.
Right?
Right.
And you but need to do the due diligence, whether it's your sister or your twin or what.
Terrible.
Doesn't matter.
Right. Yeah, you still got to do homework behind it before you go approach them because you know they're going to.
So you're a good salesperson if you. This is the problem, right? You go, like, I have seen businesses and salespeople who are like, listen, we're not right for you. What you need, I cannot offer you. So here's recommendations of other people. Mm-hmm. That right there, I'll buy anything from that person.
Right.
The minute I say, hey, listen, I want to sign up and it's not really the best for me and you know it's not the best for me, but you're just looking at your commission check. How do you sleep at night?
Better be a heck of a Christmas present for me that year.
And your daughter even put her tail in
it. I know.
It's okay. So where are we standing on our
We're already winning. Jerk already won.
The verdict is.
Sorry. Sorry, girl. We tried.
We tried our best.
I know, whatever.
Long car ride home.
That's right, Dad.
How does it feel knowing you'll never buy anything from your daughter because she's selling you?
Okay, here we go, ladies and gentlemen. It is the Thursday Live 98.9 The Buzz. Yeah. Let's do a shot. Thursday night, feel the vibe. Thursday Live, let's survive. Sip it up and raise them high. Buzz fam's here. Reach the sky. Come on, shot, 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 shot. Woo! We are doing a shot this morning, just to get your Thursday started off right. My wife always needs a chaser, and I think that's cheating. Just saying.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, all right. All right, let's do the lineup. Who's in the studio today?
Chris Tiffany is here.
Chris Tiffany.
From the Buzz fam.
Nick Tiffany.
Yeah, what's up, girl? And then we're going to bring this microphone up over here. What's your name?
Andrea.
And?
Rebecca Cicero,
who we found out that we're distant cousins. Yeah, we're related somehow.
Hey, Cucine. The Cicero, you guys are Italian.
Yeah.
Because.
Yep. Yeah, absolutely. Andrea and Rebecca are from Heritage Christian Service, and Chris Tiffany is just like a Klingon friend that we love.
Oh, my God.
Like the bad penny that won't go away.
That's right.
So now what does that make his daughter?
Huh?
You're becoming a bad penny, I guess. Coming
in
the studio.
Yeah. I like coming here. I've had fun.
Yeah, you know. One of these days when I'm sick or Sandy's sick, you just come in and
do your thing.
So, we're going to have some fun this hour. We're going to play Keep It PG in just a few minutes. That ought to be awkward.
Yeah. This is going to be extremely awkward.
Got something to share with Spezzano and Sandy? It's as easy as opening the Odyssey app, searching for 98.9 The Buzz, and tapping the little microphone. Odyssey. A-U-D-A-C-Y.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Live audience Thursday on 98.9 The Buzz. Pisano and Sandy, the reason to shower once a week.
It is a true statement.
True day.
Okay, so this is the time of the morning. Every Thursday we play Keep It PG.
Yeah.
I'm Pisano and Sandy. Here are the rules of the game. You cannot use the same word someone else uses.
Mm-hmm.
You have 5 seconds to respond. Most creative gets the point. Not necessarily most PG, but most creative. Andrea, you and I are the judge, okay?
Yep.
Andrea is here from Heritage Christian Services.
And Rebecca is going to be playing. So.
Yeah, Rebecca, you are absolutely playing. You're not squeezing out of this.
No playing favorites, Andrea, okay? Don't give her the points all the time.
Okay. Then you have to keep it PG.
Yep,
okay, right. Now the awkwardness of this right now is because Chris Tiffany, who's from the Buzz fam, you hear him on the air all the time, he brought his daughter in.
Yeah.
Which that is going to be awesome.
She's of college age.
Well,
she is fine.
But still, you know. Okay, so is everyone ready?
Yeah.
We're going to go around the room, jump on the mic as quick as you can because you have 5 seconds to do so.
Okay. Nice and close.
Starting with this one. When you and your partner, Nick, we're talking about your mom here. When you and your partner want to, you know, but the kids or parents are in the room, you use a secret code word or sound.
Oh.
What is it? Oh, God, now you're going to know what your parents' code word is.
5 seconds.
There's no word. You just shut the door.
Good one.
Okay, so shut the door. All right.
Shut the front door.
That's right.
Well, this is going to be awkward because your dad's in the room. When you and your partner, you know, want to, and dad's in the room. What's your secret code word or sound?
Splunker.
Isn't splunking cave dwelling?
You answered that very quickly. You can unplug your ears now, Dad. Okay, Rebecca.
Yeah.
Nice and tight on the mic. What's your code word?
Potty time.
Wait, party or potty?
Potty.
Potty?
I have a 1 and a 3.
Yeah, right. All right, Scotty. When you and Jill want to, you know, but Ellie's in the room.
Oh.
You use a secret code word or sound. What is it?
I say, Mommy, it's time to go to Munchkinland.
Look at Rebecca's face right now. She's not impressed with that.
All the way to Munchkinland.
Andrea, who gets the point? Who gets the point? Nick does?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. There's a game you and your partner love to play.
Okay.
It's called Stuff My Turkey. The goal is to take what and stuff it into what? Keep it PG. Play along at home if you'd like.
Wow.
5.
Chris?
4. 3.
Laundry into the washer.
There you go.
Okay, a game you and your partner love to play. It's called Stuff My Turkey. The goal is to take what and stuff it into what?
Take the trash and put it in the dumpster.
Okay.
You stole mine.
Okay. Remember, creative wins, Rebecca.
Gets
put
tougher.
The buns in the oven.
The buns in the oven.
Scotty, there's a game you and Jill live to play. It's called Stuff My Turkey. The goal is to take what and stuff it into what? Keep it PG.
Oh, God, I'm so worried what he's going to say.
He always goes right up to the edge.
I'm going to take the dog and put him in his crate.
Oh. Andrea, yeah. Who gets the point? Oh, Scott. Hey! She feels bad for you. I say she feels bad
that
for you.
That was a sympathy vote.
That totally was.
I love dogs.
You love dogs.
Oh, she loves dogs.
No,
okay. Final one on Keep It PG on Spazano and Sandy. There's certain words that some people find hard to say because, I don't know, it just makes them blush. What is your one word?
Where do you want me to say this?
Keep it PG.
Keep it PG. Yeah. All right. Well, it's a fruit.
Okay.
All right. Kumquat.
Okay. What's your one word?
Oh, I had one earlier. I was trying to talk to a friend and I forgot the word. I'd be very simple, Worcestershire.
Worcestershire.
Worcestershire. That's a good one. Okay, Rebecca, certain words some people find hard to say because it makes them blush. What's your word?
Moist.
Yeah! Oh, that would get Yuki so bad.
You stole mine.
Okay, Scotty, what's yours? Okay, he's editing himself. 5, 4.
Wankel rotary engine.
Andrea, who gets the point? Keep it PG on Spazano and Sandy. You all win except for you, Chris Tiffany. You didn't even get any points on the board.
It's all right. You're good. Yay! Live audience Thursday on 98.9 The Buzz. Spazano and Sandy, live studio audience. Yes. We're so honored.
I know. We love it. We love it. We have a room full of people. Chris Tiffany, his daughter Nick, Rebecca, and Andrea, and her family's listening.
Hey, y'all.
Listen, before we get to, because it is holiday season, before we get into the algorithmic pricing.
Uh-huh.
And how you can protect yourself from it.
Okay.
I want you guys, everyone in the studio who has somebody in their life, a partner, or just whoever.
A partner.
If you can just text them, I saw a bird today. That's it. That's all I want you to text them. And then their response we'll get to in just a little bit before the end of the show. Okay? Just, I saw a bird today. Okay, wait, let me text right my...
Got it.
Now, did you already do this to your wife, Scotty? Because you did it to me on the air the other day.
Yes.
Okay, so maybe now you can't. Okay.
We'll see what happens if she texts me back.
Okay. Okay, we all did that. Everybody at home, too, do that in the car. Don't do that in the car.
While you're driving, please.
Here we go. So pay attention when you shop online. You got to look for a disclaimer. I guess apparently New York State has made it official where companies have to disclose when they judge their pricing based on what your previous searches have been. So it's called algorithmic pricing. And they now have to say this price was set by an algorithm using your personal data, which means if you search out something over and over, they're going to raise the price on you because they know you want it really bad.
Raise the price.
Yeah. Well, they're not going to lower the price. The company wants to get as much money as they can. So if you search out something, Scotty, I search out something, we might get different prices. And this includes Amazon. This includes Instacart. This includes plane tickets, concert tickets, like you name it.
This is high robbery. This is bad. This is blatantly sucky capitalism.
And the government is like, they're not saying it's outlawed. They're just saying you have to put a disclaimer, which
now,
is
this
like
is New York State or the whole country.
So each state is handling it a little bit different. Uh-huh. So New York State specifically, I don't know about all the other states. Some states are also doing this where they're forcing companies. And then if you don't, if you're a company who does this, but then you don't disclose it, you get charged like $1,000, like something so stupid that companies don't care. But
this sucks.
It really does. Do you feel cheated?
Totally cheated. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I get like an algorithms will make you do certain things. Like I did one search the other day about sourdough bread, and now I've got like now it's sucking me like a black hole into this sourdough bread making world. I'm like,
please stop. And I feel like we all know that to be true, and it was annoying in the very beginning, and now we just deal with it. But this is like, now you are paying more. Rebecca, you could be looking for something different than I am. I pay twice the price just because. That's messed up.
Let's do a test. What are we going to search for?
So what do you want to go on what app?
Amazon.
Okay, what are we searching for? And do this too, if you can. Go to your phone. What are we searching for?
Googly eyes.
Googly eyes?
Yeah, you know those googly
eyes? I don't even know how to spell googly eyes.
G-O-O-G-L-Y. Googly eyes.
Googly eyes.
You know the little things you stick on things? Okay. Yeah, googly eyes. And then once you get to googly eyes...
Okay. I got the sponsored. What are your sponsored prices?
What are they? Are they, what does it say?
I got $5.99.
Yeah, but what's it called?
How many?
Yeah, right.
750 pieces for $5.99.
That's what I have. I have 1,670 pieces for $12.99 is my top sponsor.
How many pieces?
You must be looking up Google.
Yeah, well, I know. What are you doing with your googly eyes?
Same thing. How many pieces are they?
1,670.
I don't even have that as an option.
I have 1,680 pieces for $12.99. How much?
Mine's also $12.99.
I got 10 more than you did.
you get 10 more for no cost.
Yeah.
Wait, what else could we? This is messed up.
Do you guys have an overall pick? Is that a good?
Yes.
What's it called?
Overall
it says
pick.
Decora 500 pieces self.
Self-adhesive. Yeah. Okay. That's the one. Okay. Decora 500 pieces self-adhesive googly eyes. 6mm to 12mm black wiggle for craft decorations.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
How much?
I got
$4.99.
Oh, who got $4.99? Rebecca.
Yeah.
They're charging you a penny more.
Mine says $4.98.
Yeah.
Oh my God, Rebecca, you're paying a penny more than us.
Anybody else?
That's messed up. Okay, what else? What have somebody in the room, have you been eyeing something that maybe you've searched a couple times over?
Yeah.
What?
Let me go to my front page.
Oh, actually, yes. Let me look at something I got saved in my. So look up.
Well, now hold on a second. What? To protect yourself, they say use private or clean your browsing.
Yep.
Okay. Clear your cookies. Compare prices from mobile devices, multiple devices.
Multiple devices.
But they say delay checkout. Put something in the cart and let it sit there.
Yeah, they'll start dropping the price.
Then they'll drop the price.
Yeah, every once in a while they'll start to. So I've got name tag protectors. So it's
name tag.
Well, that's boring, Chris Tiffany.
Well, I got things going on here.
All right, everybody put a name.
Mifflin card protector, 4x3 inch. That's what you're looking for.
All right, name tag protectors.
Yeah. Protect. I was hoping for something a little bit more.
Well, how about googly eyes? Wasn't that sexy either?
No, it wasn't. You guys are boring.
And they're called what?
Card protectors, 4x3 inch.
Well, this is hard to search out. What's the company?
Mifflin.
Oh, geez. How do you spell Mifflin?
M-I-F-F-L-I-N. Just like on The Office.
I know, right?
Yeah.
M-I-F-F-L-I-N. USA card protector, 4x3 inch.
Yes.
Right?
Yep.
Overall pick? It says here.
Okay. Yep. Amazon's choice.
That's the 100 pack?
100 pack. Yep.
$17.99?
That is exactly. That's what mine says.
No, wait. Mine says $16.99.
Boom!
I saved a dollar. Could you order
a couple of those for me while you're in?
Yeah, I know. How messed up is that? And wait a minute. Do you see anything that discloses this? Specifically, it has to say this price was set by an algorithm using your personal data.
No.
See? Okay. Yeah, turn in that company.
Well, wait. Do you need to click on it in order?
I don't know.
The front? No, but
see,
let me look.
I don't know.
Let me look.
So there you go. There just be aware. Another reason to go shop in real life, I guess.
Yeah, you're getting screwed left and right.
That is insanity.
Nice. All right, it's 8:44 on The Buzz and Spisano and Sandy. It's a live audience Thursday.
Yep, and I saw Chris Tiffany looking at his text message from his wife in response to, I saw a bird today. We're going to go around the room.
I got one, too. Stick around. We'll do it next on The Buzz. Coming up to 9 o'clock on 98.9 The Buzz, Fasano and Sandy. It's 8:49 on Live Audience Thursday. Yeah. Yay. Hi, buddy. Clap yourselves. Come on in. Hey, hey,
hey, all right. Hey, this is the way to see how much your significant other, partner, whoever loves you. Mm-hmm. Okay. Apparently, if you just text them, I saw a bird today, their response says a lot about the relationship. So we all did that just a few minutes ago.
Yeah.
Go around the room really quick. What are your text responses back
from your spouse?
My text response was the I-490 center finger bird.
An emoji of the middle finger?
Yep.
It's your number one.
Okay.
Nick? My friend just asked what kind of bird it was.
Oh, that's good.
Showing interest?
Mm-hmm.
Rebecca?
Mm-hmm. What did you say?
What kind?
What kind?
Oh, wait a minute.
Now, your husband?
Yeah.
Yeah? Oh, he loves you.
Wow, Rebecca, that was so sweet. Your husband is interested.
Aw.
Yeah. Did you do your husband?
I like that.
I feel so loved today.
I did.
What did you say?
You know what my husband said, Mike Danger, who works on the sports bar?
What?
Nothing. He hasn't responded yet.
Nice.
He's totally ghosted me. And your wife, Scotty?
I said, I saw a bird today. She said, what?
Okay, well, she responded.
Yes.
I think, Rebecca, you're in the best relationship.
Yeah. I know. And you come in second, Nick.
Yeah. Okay, so Chris Tiffany from the Buzz fam, thank you so much for being part of the family. Nick, your daughter, thank you so much for being here. Now, Andrea, it is your time to give a shout out to your family and everybody at Heritage Christian Services.
Shout out to my mom.
Hi, Mom.
That's listening, and my stepdad.
Yeah.
And whoever else from Heritage is listening, too.
Who are your friends that you live with at Heritage?
Jenny and Amy.
Uh-huh. Hi, Jenny and Amy.
Well, they don't live with me, but
they live
there. We're still friends.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Through Heritage.
I love it.
Yeah.
Awesome.
You live in your own apartment, or you live in the house with them?
My own apartment.
Ah.
I used to live in a house with them.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
When I first moved into Heritage.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
No, Rebecca, you've been in Macedon at that facility for how long? No.
So I started at Andrea's location almost 13 years ago.
Oh, wow.
Have bounced around here and there, managed a few different sites, and now I'm back at home where I started.
And would you care to disclose how happy you are? What you told us off the air about working for Heritage Christian Services?
Yeah, I love it. I said I don't even know how somebody could consider this right now working.
Just
being here with Andrea.
Yeah.
So
how fun is that?
Well, you said it perfectly when you're like, and now I'm back home.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what it really is. Yeah. And you guys do make it like it's home. You're just hanging out with family and friends.
I mean, I've watched Andrea grow up for the last 13 years, but she's also watched me. I mean, I started when I was 21.
Yeah.
And she's been with me this whole time.
Aww.
Yeah. And now your buddy's got two babies. Huh? Yeah.
I've lived at Evergreen.
Yeah.
That's awesome. We love
lived
you guys
at Evergreen
there.
11 years.
We do a lot of work with Heritage Christian Services, and you guys are beautiful. Just amazing.
Yeah.
It feels like there's so much love with everybody. Yeah.
Thanks for coming in, you guys. Thanks for being part of the show this morning. All right. Well, commercial free 98 is on the way, and
Spisano and Sandy waking you up.
Tomorrow's even better. We're going to kick off the weekend.
Yep. And another Jerker Justified. If anybody sees anything that's, you know, you're slightly little judgy about, bring it up to us and we'll debate if it's Jerker Justified. But right now it is time to say, what do I say again?
We out.
Why did I just space? Oh, this perimenopause is brutal. Okay, it is time to say we out.
Yeah, we out like your motivation once it hits 5 p.m. now. It gets dark and all that stuff, right? We out.
See ya, bye.
98.9 The Buzz. Thanks for spending your morning with Spisano and Sandy. You're the best.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.